Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us here on the line right now is Vince Colonnaise with the Daily Caller, executive editor of that. And Vince, there are a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but I got to tell you that lead story on your website this morning really caught my attention, because there were a whole spate of stories that have been wondering whether or not there is an investigation by the FBI into the activities of the Clinton Foundation, and whether or not there was a pay to play with Secretary of State Clinton when she was in office. And there were stories we've seen in the last couple of days indicated that on three occasions, or three different FBI bureaus wanted to conduct an investigation and had been told earlier by the Department of Justice that they'd looked and they didn't think there was a case there. But your reporting goes a step further and suggests that there is a pretty good investigation now underway. Tell us about it.
Right. And I can't speak to necessarily the sort of like why the reports sort of like are kind of in opposition to one another, at least. It might be that a technicality sort of allows all of these reports to be true. But what we have is the Daily Caller News Foundation specifically. Richard Pollack is reporting that multiple FBI investigations are underway involving potential corruption charges, and that that the prosecution is being assisted by various U.S. attorney's offices. Specifically, it's being led by a guy by the name of Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Preet is pretty well known for being a very cutthroat U.S. attorney, because he's gone after, you know, the heads of both houses in the state of New York and secured convictions against them, a Republican and a Democrat. So he's got a real good track record for going after public corruption. And there's a former senior law enforcement official who serves as the basis of the claim here. That says that there is an active investigation going on, and that this gentleman, Preet Bharara, is leading it looking into the Clinton Foundation.
And the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York has something called a complex frauds unit, which means that they're pretty good at like going after Wall Street firms and tracing money and tracking money, and that seems to be what would be needed in an investigation like this.
Yeah, and the proximity, of course, to the foundation itself, just geographically. It seems like all this sort of has the makings of a very serious look into the way the Clinton Foundation has managed its finances and the extent to which donors were able to potentially buy access to the Clinton-run State Department. I mean, just think about the sheer amount of money we're talking about in the vicinity of $2 billion. I mean, that's just so much cash coming in. You know, these emails we've seen in recent days that have suggested pretty explicitly that donors are essentially buying access. The more they donate to the Clinton Foundation, all of a sudden they have open lines of communication with Clinton aides, some of whom work directly for the State Department and would volunteer their time at the Clinton Foundation. It does sound like a very tangled mess of conflicts of interest, and clearly the type of thing that any official who's charged with looking into public corruption would be interested in.
Do you know what the timeline looks like for this investigation, how much we might find out before November 8th?
No, I wish I did. I wish I did. That's clearly one of the questions that we have and we'll sort of continue to pursue. But, you know, I think, anyone who's sort of observed this, I know the three of us probably all feel this way, have been kind of befuddled by all of this information that keeps on coming out. And up until now, with this report from the Daily Caller News Foundation, it seemed like there was just no traction going on within the government. But that's just not true. There is some traction going on now in the U.S. Attorney's Office here in New York.
It would seem to me that the FBI would already have a leg up in this investigation, having already conducted an investigation and having recreated everything they can recreate from the Clinton homebrew server. It would seem that part of the evidence would come from that, and they already have that.
Right, yeah. So all the all the digital shredding that was going on of documents, the FBI was sort of like restored as much as they could, much of which they continue to now turn over to the State Department at the conclusion of that email investigation. But the FBI is working closely with U.S. attorneys on this. I know, it seems from the available reporting that Preet is actually very close to FBI Director James Comey as well. So it looks like, you know, everyone involved would sort of be clued in. James Comey himself denied, sort of was asked about this in public hearings before Congress, sort of like whether or not they looked into the Clinton Foundation, and he declined to comment, saying he wouldn't discuss on, you know, the existence of any other investigations specifically related to the Clinton Foundation.
Well, I'm wondering if both of these reports that are out there are accurate, that there was a push by the FBI early on this year to conduct an investigation, and the Department of Justice pushed back and said, no, we've looked into this, not anything. But now, having completed the investigation into the email server, whether or not they have found stuff that makes them suggest that, well, maybe there is a better case here, and maybe it does need to be investigated. It seems like both of these things could be true.
Right, yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah. And I just would like to see, you know, obviously between our reporting and whatever else the rest of the press decides to pick up on in the next 24 to 48 hours. It's sort of interesting to see how those two things are reconciled.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, do you think, is this being ignored right now by the mainstream media?
Well, yeah, I mean, to an extent, yes. I'll give, for instance, like the New York Times credit, you know, originally breaking the email stories, and that the email
Associated
server,
Press,
like,
too.
Email server, right. So, you know, there is some touch and go when it comes to the mainstream press, but in general, it's for them, it's such an easy storyline to sort of, like, attack Trump all the time. And also, I say this constantly. You know, just look at, like, now, literally the chyrons on cable news, the area where you just read text on screen, are saying things like Trump is wrong, Trump is lying, in addition to whatever headline they're trying to display.
Right.
And you just never see the same treatment of Hillary Clinton, even though within the last week we saw her give a very, very few answers to very few questions, and in those answers said several things that are categorically false, specifically related to how James Comey said that she did send and receive email that was marked classified, and she denied that outright.
Well, and just taking a big picture of the campaign as well, moving away from that other story, and that is, it's not been a great week for Donald Trump. Is it that he's really, you know, shooting himself in the foot, or is he just not getting a fair shake? Which is it?
I think it is some combination of that.
I thought
the prior week he had blown his seat off completely. And then this week, you know, he obviously ran into some more troubles. I do think it's bizarre now that he's sort of backing away from Obama-founded ISIS when he seemed to so gleefully be rolling with it all week. And now we see this morning that he's tweeted that he was being sarcastic. So, yeah, I think that there's definitely some self-inflicted wounds. But the press is starving for this. I mean, just look at the treatment. Hillary Clinton on Monday had the father of the Orlando terrorist in the crowd right behind her in a prominent seat. That story disappeared in less time, in less time than the rally existed. It was unbelievable.
Real quick, so there's reports that I think it was a Time magazine meltdown piece that the RNC is contemplating potentially redirecting funds from the Trump campaign to the down ballot races. What is the likelihood of that happening from your perspective?
It's really hard to say. Reince Priebus specifically has been about as all in as anyone at the RNC in backing Trump, and obviously, there have been a lot of ovations from people within the party, and certainly there must be people in the RNC that feel this way, trying to push him in a different direction. But he's been pretty explicit. I mean, early on, they asked anyone who wasn't supportive of Trump, like, hey, you just can't work here because you need to be. So we'll see what happens. The RNC, of course, is denying that's the case. But, I mean, I think it is a possibility. I mean, if enough Republican, you know, money guys all of a sudden are all putting pressure on the RNC, then maybe they do redirect resources, especially if the poll suggests that Trump has no chance of actually winning this thing.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Vince Colonnaise with the Daily Caller. And listen, stay on that story. Love to know if there's more. Please come back, okay?
My pleasure. I will.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.